Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
All right. Thanks for joining me today on Build Your Tribe. We're going to talk about one of those really critical pieces of building a business that I find when I poll people who call themselves entrepreneurs, that very few people have actually followed through on this particular step. And it's so important. And it doesn't take very much time. If you've been thinking about building a business and you don't even know what it is yet, you still need to set up an email list. It's just an insurance policy. You will thank me later. Trust me. Anyways, it's not going to take you much time. You can do this. In fact, I know you will, because you're just that kind of person. Today, you're going to select an email management system. You're going to set up your email list. That's where you're going to start. And the way that we start this is by following through on the first step, which is deciding on which company to use to start your email list. Doing this is going to be so much easier than what you think. I've helped 76-year-olds do this. I've helped 14-year-olds do it. And today I'm going to help you do it. And the very first step is to decide which company you should go with. Before I go much further, let me just say it is going to feel so good once you do this. This is one of those little tiny foundational pieces that so few people ever do. They spend so much time wasting time creating logos and building their social media, and they never take the time to set up this very critical piece of their business foundation. So I just want you to right now start really looking forward to how freaking good it's going to feel to have this done. Building your email list, the most important thing you'll do. And to this day, our businesses continue to thrive regardless of the ups and downs of Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, you name it. They all go up and down and up and down. But the one thing that consistently performs for us, which allows us to consistently grow our income, is our email list. Now, you're a smart cookie, so I know I'm preaching to the choir. But I'd like to just share with you some statistics that I think are going to blow your mind and really help to convince you once and for all, either to start building your email list or at least to get back into it, to understand that's what you should be doing. We spend so much freaking time worrying about social media and trying to get more likes and views. And so I want this to be your wake-up call, because I just know you've got greatness inside of you and you've got great things to deliver, but you've got to do the right things in the right order. And that means you've got to make sure your foundation is in place. Okay, for every $1 spent on email marketing, there was a return of $38 to $40. 82% of us check our emails every single day. 66% of us have made a purchase based on an email that we received this month. How crazy is that? Emails are more than 3 times more likely to prompt an order than a social media post. And order values from emails are 17% higher than order values through social media. And customers who are on our email list are 138% more likely to buy from us than those who are just following us in social media. And I dare suggest that that statistic is way low. I mean, the more followers you have, the lower the percentage is of people who are actually going to buy from you on social media. It's also said that 77% of us say that we prefer email marketing versus any other type of direct promotion, and we prefer email marketing versus marketing to us on social media. Pretty interesting. Lastly, active email accounts are expected to hit 5.6 billion. So what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you and I? It means if you haven't already, you need to build your email list. And if you've done so and it's time to make it even better, allow this to be your wake-up call. From this point forward, it's no longer enough to be popular or to spend all of your time thinking about how you can get more followers or more people to see your stuff in social media. It's no longer about your products. I don't want you worrying about who's sharing your content or what you're going to produce next. I really want you to focus. So give yourself permission to put everything else aside, to stop worrying about what you're going to post. And you need to have this important piece in place. This is how you're going to grow your passive income. I know you know this, but I need to say it. Instagram could go away. Facebook could go away. Facebook is shrinking like crazy for so many entrepreneurs. And I've heard from many the same thing is now happening on Instagram. So what you gonna do? Well, hopefully, instead of using social media to sell, you're using social media to serve, but you're not relying on social media. You're using social media to serve and to build your email list, and you're selling from your email list. The first step is figuring out what email list provider you should use. And by email list provider, I mean sometimes people call it a CRM or an email list manager. I'm talking about programs like MailChimp or AWeber, Constant Contact, Klaviyo, Kajabi, Infusionsoft, or big daddies like Salesforce. This is an area that people, they turn it into too big of a deal in their head, they freak out, it becomes overwhelming, and they overcomplicate the process. I want you to know it's much easier than you could possibly assume. Just pick a company. Make sure that the one that you select gives you the ability to export that list if later you realize or determine that this is the wrong software program for you. Then at least you have the ability to export all of the emails you've since collected and import them into a new program. That's the number one thing you need to determine. Other than that, just pick one. Of course, the big ones are, you know, probably the safest, especially if you have under 5,000 customers or if you're just starting out, then yeah, go with an AWeber or a MailChimp or even Constant Contact. And of course, there's some great programs out there that are kind of like all-in-one where they will give you landing pages, opt-in pages, as well as email list management and many other tools. Okay, but here's why you want to do this. How else are you going to collect emails from the people who come in on your freemiums, from your customers, your lifers? You just need to pull the trigger. Don't overcomplicate this. I promise. If you go with one of the top 10 companies, you're going to be safe. All of those companies offer support. And better than that, go to YouTube because there's some great tutorials from not just those companies, but customers who are like, okay, let me show you the easiest way to set this up. They'll walk you through the process. And guess what? Most of them are free up until a certain number of customers, right? Like, so once you reach 5,000 or the more things you want to do with your email list, well, sure, there's some cost involved, but hello, scared money don't make money. At some point, you're going to have to invest a little bit of money into this, maybe even a lot. I'm not even going to tell you what we spend on our email management programs right now, but it's worth every single freaking penny, I'll tell you that much, and then some. But to start off, you can select one of those free services. They're awesome. And if it doesn't give you everything that you need, well, then you can upgrade to the paid service. Let me just cut to the chase and tell you that my top three picks are AWeber, MailChimp, and Constant Contact for people who are just starting out. All three of them are exceptional, and there's about 10 others that are really reputable and offer very similar services. At the moment, we use Klaviyo, and we have used a couple of bigger CRMs. Right now, we're considering using Salesforce, but that's way down the road unless you're building a global brand where you've got to track customers coming in through multiple products and different businesses. I mean, there's just so much that one of those big CRMs can do for you that you don't need to worry about that right now. In fact, if that's you, this isn't the right episode for you because I'm really talking to those of you who have either started to build your email list and neglected it, or you just never started. So what you want to do is just pick the company that you want to go with. I also forgot to mention, I really like GetResponses. There's a few others too that are great. The one that you choose needs to, number one, as I've already mentioned, you've got to make sure that you can export your list later. Number two, you want to be certain that you're using a program that allows for segmenting. What is that? Segmenting means I know When we are sorting through our emails, I can tell, or we have the ability to segment. We can take all of our emails and we can say, okay, this segment should be sent the email about my new book, because these are people who they came in and joined our email list from a health-related freemium. And this group are people who came in to our email list based on something related to entrepreneurship, building a business, making extra money. And so we can see these different segments. Now, some segments might cross over. Segmenting is what allows you to send the right email to the right customer at the right time. Segmenting is what's going to allow that crazy varied experience you have. Okay, so you know how like you went to college for one thing and maybe you worked like 5 years in a particular industry and then you left that industry and you started working in another industry. And then you left that industry and you got really intrigued and passionate and obsessed over this new thing that you're doing, which is now the basis for your business. And there's like four different things that you know really, really well. Okay, well, all four of those things, you can use your expertise and your knowledge in those areas to create freemiums or opt-ins or, you know, ways to serve your audience. And they're all very varied and different. Each one of those ultimately could become a stream of income. But you want to make sure that you're building a list that's segmented so that you're not sending the person who came in on your email list who's interested in health and fitness, you're not sending them information about building a business because they haven't said they're interested in that. It's just a fantastic way to really take care of the people who are on your list so that it becomes a relationship as opposed to spam. Another important factor to consider is, does the program that you're looking at give you analytics? So for example, I want to know what percentage of my customers opened this email. Better yet is I want to know if they're opening it, how many of them are clicking through and actually reading all the way to the bottom or clicking on the links that we've placed in the email. I want to know what percentage of the emails that I'm sending are ending up in their spam folder and how I can avoid that. You definitely need to look at your analytics. If you're not looking at your analytics, oh gosh, I don't even know what to tell you. I guess what's the point of crafting emails if you don't know how well they're performing, right? Like sometimes just adding an emoji to your subject line or changing the length of your email can have a tremendous impact. And you've got to test that stuff and you've got to look at your analytics so that you're measuring what works and what doesn't work. Now, once you've set up your email list, your next step is then to figure out how you're going to get people to join your email list. And the step after that will be to learn how to keep people engaged. Like once people join your email list, you can't just ignore them. You got to take care of them. You have to nurture them. And those things you will do next. But don't worry about them today. Remember, you just have to do the next step. That's all. And the next step is setting up your email program. We will figure out how to get people on your email list, I promise you. And I promise that I'm also going to teach you how to keep people on your email list. And eventually, for those of you who move on to the Marketing Impact Academy, you're going to learn how to sell from your email list, or as I like to call it, serve from your email list. But as promised, my job is to help you follow the right steps in the right order and not to think too far ahead. That can be overwhelming. Let's just complete this one very simple step today. Consider the companies I've mentioned here today and do a little bit of your own research. YouTube has some awesome comparisons of the top email management programs. Keep in mind that you just need to pick. You can change your mind later. As long as you have the ability to export, like let's say you start to grow your list and then you realize, oh, I'd rather use this particular company because they have more bells and whistles, you can always switch. You can always change your mind. The key is to just start. Don't overthink this. Start small. You can always grow as your business continues to grow. Now, I realize this is a rather short episode for Build Your Tribe, but it's intentional. Because I know you set aside a certain amount of time for personal and business development every day. And listen, if you haven't done this, if you have not yet set up your email list, then you have to do that today. If you've already done it and you just haven't done anything with it, well, then spend the rest of your time right now going back and look in my show notes. I've included a couple of other Build Your Tribe episodes where we talk about how to improve your freemiums, how to use better freemiums, how to get people on your email list and why that is so, so important. So if you've created an email list, you get a thumbs up, high five, virtual high five. But you've got to do more than just create it. You've got to promote it. You need to think about like how every day you can do a better job of serving people on your list, because that's what your email list is about. It's about serving your community, attracting your lifers. And that's work. You know, I think we're always worrying about our likes and social media, and that doesn't serve people. An email list can really serve people. So if you've already created yours, great. Spend the next 10 minutes thinking to yourself, like, okay, what problem could I solve in an email? What freemium could I offer to people to build my email list and attract more people? That is your assignment for today. All right. So if you haven't created that email list, pick your company and do that. Set it up today. All you're going to need is about an hour max. And if you've already set yours up, then your job is to create a new freemium today. Check out the links below for some great previous episodes on Build Your Tribe that I think you'll find super helpful. Listen, I love you. I know you guys are super excited. Those of you who have been a part of this free side hustle challenge we've been doing on Facebook, and for those of you who have been waiting for the Marketing Impact Academy to reopen, we have. We've just reopened. Depending on when you're listening to this, we may still be open. We just do this once or twice a year because, you know, it's how we get the momentum. It's how we get everybody excited about starting at the same time. It's very powerful to do it in this way. So if you've been waiting, I guess I would ask you, what are you waiting for? Today's the day. Go sign up, marketingimpactacademy.com. I love you. Thanks for being here. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to ShaleenJohnson.com/IG hacks, or by clicking the link below this episode. Shaleen is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible. With, by the way, Lifetime Access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles, and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.